Yes, it is 6:10, and just like that, it's Monday. Where did the weekend go? I have no idea. It's Monday.
Yep.
The weather today, sunny, temperatures in the low 60s. It's going to be beautiful. And it's time to talk about the peaks of our weekends.
All right. How was your weekend, Courtney?
You know what? The weekend wasn't bad. I did some cooking, but I'd say the peak of my weekend was Club COVID was open, which is my garage.
All right.
Capacity 4. So my fiance and I only invite over another couple because neither one of we're not fully vaccinated yet. Our friends are.
Yeah.
We're not.
Now, Club COVID, did they ease the restrictions of the amount of people allowed in?
Nope. Capacity, just 4.
Just 4.
Gotcha. But they hopefully at some point will lift that ban and have a larger capacity. But right now, just 4. So gotcha. The highlight of my weekend, the peak was having our friends over, but doing pickleback shots, which are my favorite. I'm sorry.
Pickleback? What is that?
Jameson whiskey and dill pickle juice. Oh, my God. The dill pickle juice is your chaser. Is that sad that was my peak? That was my peak Walmart job.
That's an awesome peak.
Hanging out in Club COVID, which is my garage. And what was your peak?
My peak would be Saturday afternoon, having a couple beers, watching my son play baseball.
Okay.
It was opening day Little League.
Oh, yay, Cash!
I was under the impression that you could bring alcoholic beverages to these games. I was the only one drinking.
What? My parents always drank at all of our games.
Yeah, same here. Yeah, my parents were always, my dad was always in the car drinking.
Okay. I feel like times are different.
Times are really different. I got a lot of looks.
Did you?
But I didn't care.
Okay.
I mean, I paid for my son to play baseball.
And if you want to have a beer, a Bud Light, you're going to have a Bud Light.
And I'll tell you what, I'm glad I had it because watching Farm League baseball is incredibly boring. I think there was only like 4 hits in the entire 2-hour game.
How did Cash do?
He had more fun watching the birds fly around than he did with baseball. At one point, he was telling everyone, hey, there's a bald eagle. And I'm like, no, Mike, that's a crow. That's not a bald eagle. I'm like, pay attention for the love of God.
I need to go to one of these games.
No,
oh, that's hysterical.
Don't.
Oh, I love it. We've got photos. If you'd like to see the photos of the peaks of our weekend, plus you can add yours. We'd love to know what you did as well. Head over to the Courtney and Kiss of the Morning Facebook page. All the hits. Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. It is 6:25, Monday, sunny. Temperatures in the low 60s. It is time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
Yeah, so, and before we even do this, I've always considered this a job. Actually, 14% of people don't think it's a job.
Okay.
But because of the pandemic,
okay,
most people say a stay-at-home mom or dad should be actually a real job, and they should actually get paid by someone.
I know. Who's going to pay them, though? Like,
yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. Yeah.
But I do absolutely agree, especially since the pandemic, and they're now homeschooling as well, like doing it all. Yes.
Yep. 61% of moms with kids under the age of 18 consider being a stay-at-home mom a job.
It's a full-time job.
48% of dads with kids under the age of 18 actually feel the same way as the moms do.
Yeah.
That's where I differ, Courtney.
Why do you differ? I feel like that's a full-time job. Mm-hmm.
Well, no, it is a full-time job. But I think stay-at-home moms is a job.
Dads,
on the other hand, not a big fan of the stay-at-home dads.
I tell you why, I feel like it's a little different. I feel like a stay-at-home dad, his standards might not be as high as the stay-at-home moms. Like, you know. I picture a stay-at-home, I'm not going to even say it because I could get in trouble. All right, I'm going to say it because I don't care.
Okay.
I picture a stay-at-home dad kind of like just on the couch or playing video games with the kids.
Yeah.
You know, that type of stuff.
Where the moms are like cleaning and teaching
cooking,
them words.
Learning.
And
reading. Going for a nature hike. I mean, whatever it is.
Arts and crafts.
Yes, I think it's a little different.
I know somebody that's a stay-at-home dad that's close to my family. And
what does he do all day?
I honestly don't know, to be honest with you, because from what I hear, the house is a mess. No, he doesn't play video games because they don't have a TV.
All right, exactly.
I don't know. And he always criticizes my parenting, like, and now I should make time for, you know, in my schedule to do stuff. And I'm like, okay, back up, buddy. I have 2 jobs, all
right? That's right. Actually, you do. Now you have 3. If this were a job and you got a paycheck, you'd get 3 paychecks, Walmart.
Yeah, that's true,
because
I watch my kids a lot.
Well, listen, if you don't want to do the 3-job thing, we're going to hook you up. We're paying your bills. In fact, 12 times a day, we give away $1,000. It's a lot of money. We're going to pay those bills. Be listening. $1,000 up for grabs at 7:10. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 6:40, time for your Hollywood report. Are J-Lo and A-Rod back together?
Are they?
That's coming up, Walmart, Jeff. But first, the Oscars were last night.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about
the Oscars. The 93rd Academy Awards last night. Let me just preface this by saying, I'm over award shows. I only watch it because it's my job and I have to, and I'll probably get fired for saying I can't stand award shows. I hate them. Especially since the pandemics, they feel like we're giving praise to people who are making millions of dollars to do what? Like, if you want to have an award show, have it for doctors and nurses and the people working at the grocery store and the guy driving the big rig and teachers. Yeah. Like, that's my kind of award show.
Could you imagine, like, and the Oscar goes to you for truck driver of the year.
Yes!
Billy Bob.
Yes, Ted in the dairy department of Big Y. Yeah. Yes, that's the stuff I want to see. But anyway, Nomadland was the big winner at the Academy Awards last night, winning Best Picture. Frances McDormand from the movie won Best Actress. And Chloe Zhao, who won Best Director. Anthony Hopkins named Best Actor in a leading role for the movie The Father. Of course, you can check out all of the winners at kiss957.com/Courtney. But seriously, those were the highlights.
Great.
Former couple Alex Rodriguez and J-Lo seen having dinner together over the weekend at the Hotel Bel Air in Los Angeles.
Really?
I'm trying to get photos, but people that I've talked to say, yeah, they were there and they looked kind of cozy. Like, they absolutely didn't break up. But this is what, a week ago, they called off their engagement and officially broke up?
Yeah, well, I'm guessing A-Rod looked cozy and Jennifer looked
cold.
Scared. Yeah.
She was scared. Yeah. This was the restaurant they went to on their first date, which makes me think they might be getting back together. I don't know. And finally, Britney Spears and her boyfriend Sam went to a wedding on Saturday. Sam was the best man in the ceremony, and Britney was his plus one.
Nice.
I love it. They actually posted lots of photos and a video from the dance floor, which was odd because he tried to twirl her, and she refused to twirl, which is funny because if you follow her on Instagram, all she does is twirl.
That's it.
You can check out the video and all the photos. Kiss957.com/Courtney. All the hits, Kiss95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. All right, it is 6:50. That means it's time for good news. Every weekday at 6:50, we bring you good news. Start our morning with good news. Makes us feel good. And I love to hear your good news. Maybe something happened over the weekend. Maybe you just, I don't know, did some yard work and you're like, yeah, that's good news to me. Call us. Tell us about it. 860-247-9570. Good news, Walmart Jeff. I've got a Buddy the Beefalo update.
Oh, is it a good update?
A half buffalo, half cow. He was in Connecticut in line at a slaughterhouse. And he was like, you know what? Deuces. I am out. I know what you guys are doing. So he jumped the fence. He was on the lam for, like, I don't know, several months in Connecticut.
Like 8 months?
Well, Buddy the Beefalo, who was on that run for like 8 months, is in his forever home at a sanctuary in Florida, Walmart.
Okay.
He was captured. He was shipped to the sanctuary in Florida. However, he has jumped two fences since being there.
Really?
So when he first got to the sanctuary, he jumped a fence and ended up in a pen with horses.
Okay.
And they thought, okay, maybe he just wants to not be alone.
Yeah.
And then I think he realized they were horses. So he jumped another fence and ended up in a pen with cows. And he's like, chill now. He's like, these are my girls.
So he's just looking to get a piece of ass.
I think so. But now he's good. They say he hasn't tried to jump this fence. He looks good. He's healthy. And he's in that sanctuary right now in Florida. That is my good news. Walmart Jeff, what's your good news?
My good news is for a woman named Elizabeth down in Maryland.
Okay.
It was her birthday recently, and her brother actually forgot to buy her a birthday gift. Mm-hmm. So what he did was he stopped off at a convenience store, bought her a scratch ticket as a belated birthday gift.
Stop!
And then she ended up winning $500,000.
Oh my gosh!
I will say about 3 years ago, my wife actually told me to stop buying lotto tickets for my family members as birthday gifts, because if one of them hits it big,
don't say that. Don't.
I would be upset and they wouldn't, you know, pass the money down.
Oh, you shouldn't say that on the air.
Oh, I don't care.
I know, but now you're making Barb look bad.
Oh, no.
Stop buying your family scratch cards?
Well, yeah.
Because they're not going to share with us?
I probably should have rethought. I made the decision not to buy family members scratch tickets in case they hit it big.
Okay, well, thanks, Walmart Jeff.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. If you've got good news, we would love to hear it. Maybe you won money on a scratch ticket. Call us, 860-247-9570. Walk the Moon, all the hits, Kiss95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. Want to plan a little summer getaway, but you need the cash? Or maybe you just want to pay some bills? Well, now's your chance to win $1,000. All you have to do is enter the nationwide keyword deposit at kiss957.com. The keyword is deposit. Enter that at kiss957.com, and you could walk away with $1,000. It is time for Walmart Jeff's relationship tips.
Yes, and I'm the only one in the room qualified to hand out these tips because I'm in a great relationship.
Okay, that's fine.
Very successful.
I think I am too, but all right.
I've tested all the limits, all the boundaries. Yes. I've tested a lot of things.
Yes, you have.
And now I report back to the listeners. Okay. So today's relationship tip, it's just one tip. And it's for the ladies.
Okay, it's for the ladies. It's one tip. Should I write it down?
I don't think you need to write it down. It's an easy one to remember. When your man is sick, has the flu, has the man cold or man flu, or a severe reaction to the COVID-19 second dose,
which you had,
you drop everything to take care of him.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. So you want somebody to take care of him.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, I needed
it. Like a big baby.
So, yeah. Friday, I got my second, and I'm not like saying this like deter anyone from getting the COVID-19 vaccine, because if I had to do it all over again, I would.
Walmart Jeff got the second shot on Friday. As we were leaving work, he said, if you don't hear from me, that means something's wrong.
And
I didn't hear from him.
Courtney did not hear from me.
I was so scared.
So around dinner time, about 6 hours after I got my second dose, I started to get a little dizzy and a little headache. And I just assumed it was, you know, from not eating.
Right.
And then about an hour later, I got a little tired, and I was like, hey, I'm going to go up and take a nap.
Yep.
And then my wife started drinking White Claw's the iced tea flavor.
Yes.
And then about 2 hours later, I started to get the chills, and I had a fever of 106.
That's not
right. For about 4 or 5 hours.
That's really bad, though, Jeff.
Yeah.
You should go to the... I think you have to be packed on ice when you get that hot.
Yeah, well,
you?
Unfortunately, no one could drive me to the hospital because my wife was about 8 White Claw's in.
I can't.
And I
you
wasn't driving.
You should have called me. Why didn't you call? Oh, you couldn't call me because you were delirious.
I couldn't even figure out what was going on, Courtney.
Okay,
but between the fever,
I'm
the
sorry.
Chills.
I should have come over there. You said something would be bad if I didn't hear
Eventually,
from
Eventually,
you.
My wife, after she sobered up on Saturday, she was able to help out. And she was a big help. You know, she did the baseball thing with my son.
Okay, good. And
then
she kept you hydrated.
I had to go out and buy Gatorade.
Oh, that's
then while
horrible.
I was out, I had to pick up Subway for her because I didn't eat anything from Friday to Sunday night.
Okay, but you're much better now. You're feeling better.
Much better. And my only tip, ladies, is when your man is sick,
you
drop everything. I know you love cleaning and vacuuming and all that. Drop everything just to take care of your man.
Oh, I can't.
And lay off the White Claws.
All right. It is 7:13. Glad you're feeling so much better, Walmart,
yes.
Jeff. A celebrity running for governor. I'll tell you who. That is coming up this hour at 7:40. Machine Gun Kelly, Black Bear. That is my ex's best friend. All the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. Mostly Sunny. High of 60. It is time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
Yeah, and there's a new trend out there amongst moms. My wife actually did this yesterday, and I was like, great.
Okay.
I'm off the hook.
Okay, what did she do?
Well, the new trend for women, Courtney, and moms is they actually purchase themselves a Mother's Day gift.
Yes, I think they should because, first of all, you do have to do something nice. But I think they should also purchase themselves something.
Yeah, 68% of women say they've actually purchased gifts in the past for themselves
because
for Mother's Day.
Because they're better gifts if we buy it ourselves.
Yeah, most women say they also purchase birthday, Christmas, and Valentine's Day gifts as well.
Yes.
And the majority of the women still make their spouses and children give them gifts.
And they should.
Now, yesterday, my wife bought some sort of... My wife and I have separate bank accounts, so whatever she wants to do with her money, it's
whatever she wants.
I could care less. She bought some, like, outdoor gazebo mosquito net sanctuary thing to put on our deck.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, great, I'm off the hook. And then as I was saying that in my head, she goes, if you want to throw me a couple dollars, you can.
Oh, if you want to help, like, you want to pay halvesies on this for my Mother's Day gift?
I was like, I don't know if I want to do that. And then I looked at she sent me the link for it, and I looked at the manual, and it was like a 6-hour project to put together. So I literally typed up a bill on like 6 hours of my work and sent it to her saying, your Mother's Day gift is covered.
I love it.
So that's the new trend amongst moms.
Well, I tell you what, those gazebos are expensive. Moms could always use money, and why not give your mom $1,000? You still have time to enter the nationwide keyword deposit at kiss957.com for your chance to win $1,000. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 7:40. It is Hollywood time, and Caitlyn Jenner running for governor of California. She's filed all the necessary paperwork and has posted her announcement to run, saying, "I've been a compassionate disruptor throughout my life, from representing the United States and winning a gold medal at the Olympics to helping advance the movement for equality." She says, "We face a now or never opportunity to fix our state before it's too late." You can see Caitlyn Jenner's full statement at kiss957.com/Courtney. And if you've ever seen Caitlyn Jenner give a speech, really good speaker. Yeah. Very good. Hey, Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello's neighbors in the Hollywood Hills are now all spending big bucks on increasing security after a break-in at Shawn and Camila's house. They're adding armed guards to the neighborhood who will stand outside with guns.
Oh, really?
Yes, there's new cameras and floodlights. Shawn and Camila were inside their house in Hollywood Hills, was it last month, when these burglars broke in while they were sitting cuddling on the couch, grabbed the car keys and stole Sean's Mercedes. So now the entire neighborhood is nervous.
See, they should start one of those like neighborhood watch groups.
They just all take turns walking around.
I'd like to see Sean walking a beat with like a whistle and a flashlight.
And finally, Kanye West raised over $1 million for DMX's family by designing a custom DMX t-shirt that was up for sale just before Saturday's memorial service got underway. Cranked out huge profits. The DMX tribute shirt sold out in 24 hours.
Wow.
But it was selling for $200 a pop.
Really?
That's a lot of money for the shirt. It's $200 a pop. But he made over $1 million.
That's good.
For DMX's family. You can see that shirt and more at kiss957.com/Courtney. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 7:51. It is time for your good news. Hey, if you've got good news, we'd love to hear it. Every weekday at this time, we bring you good news. And if something is making you happy, we want to hear about it. Maybe it's somebody's birthday. Give them a birthday shout out. 860-247-9570. I've got good news. Buddy the Beefalo, who was on the run in Connecticut for several months, is now at his forever home at a sanctuary in Florida.
Nice.
He was in line at the slaughterhouse in Connecticut when he jumped the line, jumped over the fence, and ran away. I don't blame him. When you're in line and you know, no, I don't blame him. However, Walmart Jeff, Buddy the Beefalo has jumped fences, two of them, since being at the sanctuary in Florida. When he got there, they said he seemed a little nervous. He jumped the fence and ended up in a pen with horses. So they thought, okay, maybe he just doesn't want to be alone.
Okay.
And then he realized, you know what? They're not like me at all. Jumped another fence and ended up in a pen with cows. He's like, I'm part cow, part beef. You know what? I'm part buffalo, part cow. I'm going to stay here. And apparently, he likes being in the pasture with other cows.
Oh, okay.
So he's doing well, and he's in great health, they say. That is my good news. What's your good news, Walmart Jeff?
My good news is for a girl named Elizabeth down in Maryland. Her brother actually forgot it was her birthday.
Okay.
So as he was on his way to her house, he stopped off at a convenience store and bought her a scratch ticket.
All right.
And then he gave it to her, and she ended up winning $500,000.
That's what happens. Did she give him any of the money? Like, hey.
As of now, no.
No.
But back in the day, a couple years ago, my wife told me to stop buying my family members scratch tickets.
Stop saying that. You're going to get her in trouble. Win.
Because what we would do is, like, for birthday gifts, we would buy,
scratch
tickets and cigarettes. Yeah. That's all your
That's
my
horrible.
Family members wanted.
Okay.
So I stopped buying that. Scratch tickets, but
just in
congratulations.
Case. Because if your family won money, they wouldn't share with you.
No,
all right. Hey,
share.
If you've got good news, we would love to hear what your good news is. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call us. 860-247-9570. All the hands, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. It is 8:10. That means it's time for you to win $1,000. All you have to do is enter the nationwide keyword joy. Joy at kiss957.com for your chance to win. It is time for a morning quickie. Walmart Jeff, are you ready?
I am ready, yes.
80% of people say they are going to be doing this in 2021. Would you like to take a guess?
80%?
80% is huge. 80% of people say they're going to do this in 2021.
I'm going to say swing.
Swing what? On a
swingers. Like get into like swinging because we haven't been able to see people in so long. I think we're just going to start having open relationships.
Why are you so gross? No.
It's not right.
No, it's not even close. 80% of people say they are going to travel in 2021.
Oh, yeah.
Because they haven't been able to travel.
Yep.
74% of people say they're going to go to a theme park or national park. That's a lot. 74% of people want to go to a park.
Yeah.
Like, where are you going to go?
Well,
are you going to travel?
Over the weekend, yes. Okay. I am traveling. Okay. This summer over the weekend, I was looking at Newport, Rhode Island. But the peak time during the summer, I can't really afford.
Okay.
So I'm going to go to a better place than Newport. Block Island.
Okay, okay.
And I am going to hopping on the ferry, Deadeye Dicks, the beach, and I already told my wife when I'm out there, because we haven't been on vacation in over a year and a half, I am not napping whatsoever. I am not, I'm going to soak up every minute of that, like, my weekend as I possibly can.
Well, here's the problem. When we go to Block Island, we usually go together, my fiance and I, and you and your wife. And usually you're napping and she's blacked out. So we don't even get to see you.
Yeah, I know.
You don't get to see him.
I am not napping. When I go on vacation, whatever vacation I go on, I am not napping. But Block Island is mine.
And I tell you what, I do like that because you don't have to drive. You just have to hop on the ferry and it's all right there. They drop you off and boom, you can just go, you know, go crazy. But
how about you?
84%, 80% of people are going to be traveling. They're going to parks. It would probably be Block Island.
Really?
I mean, yeah. I'm still not ready to travel yet, though. It's going to happen, though.
I don't
know,
man. I see a lot of my friends on Facebook, and I have, like, family members that have gone to Florida.
Oh, yeah.
And it's funny because my in-laws went to Florida, and they had a flight home yesterday, and it got canceled or delayed, like, by 7 hours.
Yeah.
It's like, well, there's not that many people traveling. What's going on? But I have a lot of friends going down to Florida.
I would love to know where people are going. 80% of people are going to be traveling in 2021. Where are you planning on going? Maybe Six Flags New England, because it's right down the road, and that's a theme park. I guess that would be, like, considered traveling. If you're traveling in 2021, please give us some ideas. Where are you going? 860-247-9570.
Courtney and Kiss in the morning on Kiss 95.7.
Kiss 95.7. Jessica in Portland is on the line. Jessica, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, listen, we're talking Walmart Jeff and I. 80% of people say they're going to go on a vacation this year. Are you going to go away?
We actually just got back.
Oh, where'd you go?
We went to Williamsburg, Virginia and Outer Banks, North Carolina.
Like, I want to go to the Outer Banks so bad, Jessica.
It was so gorgeous, and we camped with two other families. Huh? You know, RV'd it and did cabins, and we had, like, the entire campground to ourselves, and the beach was gorgeous, and it was just, it was a beautiful break from the quarantine life.
How did you like traveling with a family in an RV?
So we drove, our family did a cabin, and then my girlfriend, who has five kids, they RV'd it.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yep, but that was like the hub, and we had a ball, you know? It was a vacation for the kids, and it was a success.
Jessica, I love it. That sounds like my kind of vacation. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Have an awesome day.
You too. Hey, are you going on vacation this year? Call us. Tell us where. 860-247-9570. All right. It's Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. Sarah is on the line in Higginham. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're doing good. We're just talking about 80% of people say they're going to travel in 2021. Are you going to travel this year?
I sure am. I swore I wouldn't, but after the year we had...
Yep.
We are surprising our 10-year-old, and we are going to Disney World for a week in June.
Oh, nice.
So you're going in June, and your 10-year-old has no idea.
Our kids, 10 and 7, have no idea, and we will be there on his 10th birthday.
Oh, my God. I got the chills. I'm so excited for you.
We are so excited, too. Hopefully, we can keep the secret, but... They're going to be so thrilled because they've been begging to go.
All right. I'm not even going to ask your son's name because I don't want it to get out. So we'll just keep our waiting. Walmart Jeff and I won't tell anybody.
No, your secret's safe with me.
Okay, great. You guys have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye, Sarah. All right. Call 860-247-9570. Are you going on vacation this year? Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
Hi, it's Diane.
Diane, how are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. Where are you calling from?
New Britain.
All right. So, Diana, New Britain, apparently 80% of people say they're traveling in 2021. Are you going to travel?
Absolutely.
Oh, where are you going?
We are going to Mexico.
Oh, you are traveling. And when is this trip, Diane?
It's in June.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. It'll be fun there. I have a friend that just got back from Mexico, and she said it was amazing.
It is. It is so cool.
Well, you know, and it's time. We all went through a lot this year, right?
We did, yep.
This year and a half. Do me a favor. Have several margaritas for me, because I don't fly.
I will.
Awesome. All right. Enjoy the trip. Thank you so much for calling. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
All right. Are you traveling? 860-247-9570. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
This is Debbie from Colchester.
Debbie, welcome to the show. Debbie, we're talking about 80% of people traveling in 2021. Are you traveling?
Oh, yes, I am traveling. It's my 30th wedding anniversary, so I'm going to Hawaii in October.
And are you going to bring your husband or leave him home?
No, I like him still after 30 years, so I'm going to bring him.